Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now starts now. It's half right. Pensacola Right Now resumes now because it's hour number two. None of this hour number one nonsense. Leave that stuff in the 4 o'clock hour, baby. It's 5:10 here in Pensacola. We are News Radio 92.3, by the way. We are informative, local, and dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you. Chris, what's going on, my
Coming
man?
Up in 19 minutes, FSU tickets going out.
That's a perfect note to start on, yes.
You've got a real good question for this one. So good luck to you. About 5:30 or so, you can win free FSU tickets. It's to the Cal game Saturday in Doak Campbell. Kickoff at 6. You can hear the game live on Pensacola's official Knowles station. Of course, News Radio 92.3. And good luck when you're playing that game.
Absolutely. You know, there are some Cal fans. You know what they're trying to say?
No telling.
They're trying to call it Calahassee. They're getting real cocky over there in Berserkly, as you call it. So they're unbeaten. They're playing with an edge. They're coming into town and they're ready to take the place over.
You know, there's a lot of detours around our area in terms of your maneuvering traffic this afternoon. I don't see it. Doesn't look too heavy. You've been mentioning.
Oh no, it's
just
been a pretty
Gulf Breeze Parkway is probably
hour.
The only rough spot around the area.
Yeah.
But detours are in place for motorists accessing Highway 29. This is southbound via a temporary on-ramp for transitioning onto the 10 freeway eastbound. The construction activity is allowing crews to reconstruct the interchange. Bring along a little patience to this area. Directional signage now in place to kind of help you through the work zone. Over 62,000 commuters travel through that corridor daily.
All righty. Thank you for letting us know. Also, we've got a top story here, of course. The Federal Reserve cutting interest rates for the first time in more than 4 years. The central bank cut rates by half a point. The decision lowers the federal funds rate to a range between 4.75 to 5%. Interest rates had remained at their highest level in over two decades since July of last year. The Fed had maintained a goal of lowering inflation to 2%. August saw the 12-month inflation rate fall to 2.5%, its lowest level since February of 2021.
Okay, interesting survey coming out today. New survey finding that moms lose thousands of dollars while on maternity leave. Fox's Tanya Powers has more on this trending story.
The pregnancy company What to Expect surveyed more than 2,200 moms in June and July and found that they reported missing out on $9,480 on average by taking maternity leave. They also found that 43% of those families had to cut back on non-essential purchases, while 37% had to dip into savings. Women reported taking nearly 11 weeks of maternity leave on average, and one in four women took 6 weeks or less. The study says their partners have even less time to bond with their baby, typically getting less than 5 weeks off. 29% of partners took just a few days or no time at all. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Tanya. Let's see. Also here, going to be a busy weekend at the Pensacola Dirt Track on the west side. The track is hosting the Gulf Coast Reaper Nationals this Saturday, which will feature a go-kart teams from across the country. Track manager Casey Leopard organized the event and says that he wants to create a space for kids to get into racing. The event will be held, again, on Saturday. Gates open at 8 a.m. and tickets are $10.
Yeah, it's over on Old Coryfield Road, by the way. I love talking about water tools that save lives. Life-saving water tools on the way for local beaches. The city of Destin is now adding rescue tubes. This is a life-saving device at beach access points. First responders or beachgoers can grab those devices to help swimmers in distress. Navarre, Pensacola Beach, and Perdido Key already have tubes in place. By the way, one float, mounting post, and sign cost about $235.
Well, speaking of saving lives, we got an update on Pensacola, the fire crews being very heroic last night. We got details on that right after Traffic and Weather Together. This Traffic and Weather update's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox kind of backed up. Same with 9 Mile Road at the intersection with Highway 29. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field and then continuing westbound passing Windhaven Beach. Outside of that, there's not much that should be holding you up. As for the weather, it's 84 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 72 tonight. As we get into tomorrow, it should be a beautiful Thursday with a high of 90 and a low of 73.
Well, boating on the bayou getting underway in just weeks as Northeast Sertoma prepares to host the 10th annual Dragon Boat Festival. Oars hit the water Saturday, October 12th on the Bayou Tahar. 18th and Lloyd Streets. If you're not sure where that's located, you can kind of pinpoint there. It's right there on the bayou in East Hill. The free event features 40 teams of 20 rowers. What to really, if you want to participate, they still have a few slots. We were talking to Eric Hansen just the other day. We're going to get him on in just a few days to give us an update on this. But he's telling me that there are some sponsorship slots still available. Take advantage of this. Teams who wish to register can sign up. Here's the address, Pensacola Dragon Boat Festival's website. Just go there and you can sign right up.
Mentioned this just a moment ago. Pensacola Fire Crews doing a lot last night. They battled a blaze at the EMR recycling facility on South Merrick Street overnight. Channel 3 reports that 7 fire department units responded to the scene around 7:30. Flames were seen coming from the center of a 50-foot scrap pile, and it took about 6 hours to get the fire under control. No injuries were reported, though, luckily. City employees were able to help by using a crane to remove scrap so firefighters could get to the burning material underneath, and the fire department is investigating.
Here's something I always look forward to every single darn year. Really miss Larry Butler not being around for this. What I'm talking about, the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Fest, kicking off October 1st through 6th. 127 songwriters going to perform at 21 venues across the area. Earl Budley, he co-wrote Garth Brooks' massive hit Friends in Low Places with songwriter partner Dwayne Blackwell, scheduled to perform. The festival cranks up with the kickoff event happening over the For the Ground Up Community Gardens downtown with an open mic event. For a complete schedule, including special events, just go to Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival.com.
And the American Magic sailing team is mounting a comeback in the America's Cup semifinals. They secured 2 more wins today over Italy, and they'll need 2 more in tomorrow's races to move on to the finals. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves is watching the races closely in hopes of the next America's Cup being held here. Reeves says that the winner of the America's Cup gets to make all the decisions for next year's race. So, if the Magic were to defeat Italy twice tomorrow, go on to win the finals, and then defeat defending champ New Zealand, the next America's Cup could be held in Pensacola.
Okay, 518 News Radio 92.3. Notice these gas prices still dropping around the area.
Yeah.
Just checking it out.
I'm starting to get concerned.
Well, I'm loving it. Really is. Yeah, still dropping. It's because of the oil market. Those prices are tanking. The average price per gallon of regular unleaded and Gulf Breeze, $2.72. North Escambia, $2.59. Pensacola prices dipping to $2.58.
All righty. And yesterday, we mentioned former NAS Pensacola commander Tim Kinsella taking the reins of the city administrator job. He accepted it at a press conference yesterday. Well, we now have a reaction from Gulf Breeze City Manager Sam Abel, and it sounds like he's all for it. Says it's a great choice.
Samantha Abel.
Oh. Oh, it's a woman?
Yes.
Okay, well, might have to fix a nightly pre-recording. I don't know. Forgive me. We've talked about her. And
she's a very nice lady.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. And I'm sure I seem like a not so nice guy now. But forgive me, Samantha. Anyway, forgive me. Gulf Breeze City Manager Sam Abel says it's a great choice. And she calls the hire a solid choice by Mayor Reeves and says it will ensure that the city doesn't break stride of the positive momentum it has. And of course, Kinsella, he's bringing 33 years of Navy experience to the job.
Yeah, lucky, really nice guy, too. And he got handed a real rough deck of cards when he came to Pensacola. COVID hit. And then he had a whole bunch of other things, you know, just maneuvering the base, keeping it alive. Lucky Kinsella did a great job. And congratulations to him. Super guy, really is. Here's something. We use it every single day in the kitchen. The product is so iconic. But going through some pretty rough financial times here, the household product company is now in bankruptcy court, and Fox's Jenny Casella has more on this story.
Tupperware, the food storage company started in the 1940s, has filed for bankruptcy reorganization. It's been dealing with weak sales for years. The company's looking to sell itself so it can continue operating and protect its brand while it goes through the bankruptcy process. It was a household name in America for decades for its durable and useful containers sold directly to customers at Tupperware parties. In recent years, it's been facing competition and had to delay its financial filings last year because of an accountant shortage and other issues. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5. Well, no, actually, it is 5:20 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just in time for a quick break, but when we return, we want to once again remind you that it's getting down to the wire regarding the Pensacola New Palafox Street revamp and time to get your input on that. We've got details on that and more right here on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever pray for spiritual and mental strength? Paul's prayer for the Ephesian believers was a prayer to strengthen their inner man. Let's pray his prayer right now and ask God to strengthen us in the same way. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, according to the riches of your glory, please allow us to be strengthened with might by your Spirit in our inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Father, thank you in advance for how you will strengthen our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back.
Woo!
And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. As I speak, it is just now 5:25 on the dot. So we got another quick check of the roads and weather for you here. Let's see. Looking at the roads, not too much going on. Still some backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, coming from Hurlburt Field and passing Windhaven Beach. And also, we've got some on Highway 29 in a couple of areas now. If you're traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard and continuing northbound towards 10 Mile Road, and had some minor issues on Woodbine Road near Abel Avenue, where there was an accident there that just caused some minor congestion. But once again, nothing too major. As for the weather, it's 83 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be a beautiful Thursday with a high of 90 and a low of 73. Also, I mentioned this just before we went to break. It's getting down to the wire if you want to get your opinion submitted on Pensacola's Palafox Street revamp. Friday is the deadline for public input on the project. You can see conceptual designs and submit any ideas you have at thenewpalafox.com. The city hopes to complete the design this winter and have the project out to bid by spring.
You know, the good thing about that project, Mayor Reeves telling us today, $3 million for this project is coming from FPNL.
Really?
Great community partner here. The city will also use parking revenue and urban core community development funds to help pay for that project. So folks are stepping up to make that a reality.
And speaking of stepping up, a Northeast Florida city is joining a global effort to combat HIV. Now, that's something I could step up to. Jacksonville Mayor Donna Deegan signed the Paris Declaration earlier today, making the area an official fast-track city. Nearly 7,000 people in the River City are living with the virus, which is the 10th highest in the Sunshine State. Jacksonville's chief health officer, Dr. Sunil Joshi, says local numbers have been improving over the last 5 years, but more still needs to be done. More than 500 cities have joined international partnership to end urban HIV epidemics.
So maybe you're just coming out of your office today, haven't really caught the latest in financial news. The Fed trimmed their benchmark interest rate today by a half percentage point for the first time in 4 years. The central bank also outlined the path for future rate cuts. They're planning on two more beside this one coming up. As inflation continued to slow downward, officials are turning more attention to the job market, which has weakened in recent days. If you are carrying credit card debt, this latest really adjustment will not affect your financial status. The average rate on credit cards remaining high, almost 21%. Some retail cards as high as 32%.
Well, and you know, the Fed cut sounds all well and good, but University of Central Florida economist Sean Snaith thinks it's a little too aggressive. Dr. Snaith says that the move suggests the central bank is more concerned about a recession than it is inflation taking off again. It's the first interest rate cut, of course, in more than 4 years. You think there's any validity to that stance?
I could open up 10 pages of same type of statements from people all over the country.
Really?
Yeah. Everybody's got an opinion.
Oh, for sure.
And so we'll see if it works or not. I you know, they're trying to help kind of move this economy along, and it's a real touch-and-go situation right now.
Yes.
Half a point. It surprised me. I thought it was going to be a quarter point, but they went with a half.
Yeah, you're like, hey, I'll take it.
Yeah.
All righty, 5:28 here. We've got a pair of FSU tickets that we're giving away today for the FSU-Cal game. You can hear that right here on News Radio 92.3. Pre-game starts at 4 p.m. Saturday, the 21st. Game kicks off at 6. But if you want a pair of tickets to go, we've got a question that you've got to text in and answer. A pair of fans, I believe they're students, at FSU games are known for the bold act of completely covering themselves in garnet and gold colored what? Fill in the blank. Text in to 850-437-1620. Do not call. Text in to 850-437-1620. They cover themselves in what? One is garnet. The other is gold. Two student age fans. They cover themselves in this stuff, appear at the home games and stuff like that. It's a tradition that's been going on for years. What do those FSU fans cover themselves in? Garnet and gold blank. And I'll give you a hint. It's a very invasive arts and craft product. Okay? Do with that what you will. Text in the answer at 850-437-1620. First person to get the answer correct gets a pair of FSU tickets to Florida State Cal at 5:30.
Yeah, I found this. It was interesting. I was reading some sports publication earlier today, and they were talking about financial buyouts of Billy Napier and Mike Norvell.
Norvell's is significantly larger.
Yeah. Yeah, but the point is they're talking about it. That's what I'm getting at.
That is true.
There's a lot of, I guess, a lot of concern in Tallahassee, and especially among Noles fans.
Okay, relax, Marcus. We got a texter coming in. The question was they they covered themselves in garnet and gold. What? And he said, dog poo, like the team. Come on, Marcus, that's no way to be. Marcus is an LSU fan, though, so we'll just kind of tie him to Chris's hip over here. That's how those Tigers fans often are. 5:30 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we already got a right answer into text here. We'll tell you a little bit about them, and we'll get into some sports headlines while we're on that topic. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Don't go anywhere. We get lonely quite often.
I'm John Saucier. The Federal Reserve has decided to cut interest rates by half a percentage point, the first rate cut since 2020. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell making the announcement after the Federal Open Market Committee meeting today.
This decision reflects our growing confidence that with an appropriate recalibration of our policy stance, strength in the labor market can be maintained in a context of moderate growth and inflation moving sustainably down to 2%.
Former President Trump, your thoughts.
I guess it shows the economy is very bad to cut it by that much. Assuming they're not just playing politics, the economy would be very bad, or they're playing politics, one or the other. But it was a big cut.
Well, President Biden writing on X, we just reached an important moment. Inflation and interest rates are falling while the economy remains strong. The critics said it couldn't happen, but our policies are lowering costs and creating jobs. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. According to a new CNBC Fed survey, Vice President Kamala Harris is viewed as more likely than former President Donald Trump to win the U.S. presidential election in November. The poll shows that among the group, 48% see a Harris victory as the most likely scenario, while 41% believe Trump will win. The survey was conducted several days after the first and possibly only debate between Harris and Trump. Here's a check on Wall Street today, where stocks finished lower. The Dow fell 103 points, the S&P 500 dropped 16, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ tumbled 54. The new group of Apple's iPhone 16s are launching Friday. Among the more popular features of the new issue is a longer battery life and a more advanced camera. The AI suite of features, however, will not launch until later in the fall. U.S. crude oil futures for October around $70 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey. And how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
This is Zach Galba, the Sports Minute, sponsored by Blitz Studios. Just download the Sleeper app today. Must be present in certain states. Visit sleeper.com for details. The Seals are doing everything in their power to coddle Russell Wilson. Enough of giving him a petty game ball and the selective wording when announcing Justin Fields will start. And let's just be honest. The Steelers are 2-0. Justin has been fine. He's the more mobile and healthier QB behind a below-average offensive line. And in the year of 2024, Fields has a higher ceiling than Russ. I'm Zach Galba.
There aren't many feelings worse than trying to start your car in the morning and being greeted with a dead battery, or being stuck on the side of the road when you don't need to be. One in four vehicles on the road will need a battery replacement this year. Don't be a statistic. Stop battery problems before they stop you by testing your battery regularly. Test yours at home or at select NAPA locations nationwide. If you need a replacement, NAPA has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for nearly every make and model on the road. So don't wait. Test your battery today and let NAPA help you keep moving. Vanguard is 100% client-owned, serving over 50 million investors every day. Whether you're planning for retirement, putting your kids through college, or saving up for your next adventure, Vanguard can help you set personalized investment goals. All investing is subject to risk. Vanguard is owned by its funds, which are owned by Vanguard's fund shareholder clients. Copyright 2024, The Vanguard Group, Inc., All rights reserved. Vanguard Marketing Corporation distributor.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. Get tips on the Blue Angels, beach time, and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Tomorrow at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
One Blood, a national blood donation center, recently experienced a cyber attack that has now affected hospitals across our state. Today, we're calling on all Floridians to consider donating blood to help ensure a strong and healthy blood supply for Florida. The state of Florida is partnering with Life South, Suncoast, and other local blood centers. To find a blood donation center, visit floridadonates.com. This message is sponsored by the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We had a really good conversation with Mayor D.C. Reeves about who should represent the city on various boards and commissions like the TPO or the TDC, plus the hiring of Tim Kinsella, and he explained how the America's Cup races work for American Magic. We also had a really interesting conversation about how cell phones are making parents anxious and are actually bad for parents in addition to being problematic for children. You can listen to all of these conversations at newsradio923.com.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just past 5:35 here, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. But first, congratulations are in order to James from Gulf Breeze. James got the answer correct. The question was, a pair of students slash fans, whatever, at FSU games are known for the bold act of completely covering themselves in garnet and gold colored blank. The answer is glitter. That is what they cover themselves in. As I said, a very invasive arts and crafts product. That's what they do, and it's definitely a thankless job. My goodness, I can't imagine doing that every week. But nonetheless, James was the first one to guess the answer to the question correctly, so he is getting a pair of tickets to the Florida State Cal game for this weekend, so congrats to him.
Okay, also, while we're talking about college activities here, the best of the Southeastern Conference returns to Pensacola this fall. 12 nationally ranked SEC women's soccer teams going to compete for the conference title November 3rd through 10th. They'll do this over at Ashton-Brosnahan Soccer Complex. This is the third year Pensacola will host that tournament, and we're looking forward to that. Here's let me go ahead and give you your Fox Sports update for the afternoon. Joe Morgan is in with more on this trending story.
For at least the next four games, Miami will be without its starting quarterback. The Dolphins announced Tuesday that Tua Tagovailoa is headed to the injured reserve, meaning the earliest he can return is in Week 8 against the Cardinals on October 27th, as the Dolphins have a bye in Week 6. Tagovailoa suffered the third documented concussion of his NFL career on Thursday Night Football against the Buffalo Bills when he collided with safety DeMar Hamlin on a fourth down play. Miami signed quarterback Tyler Huntley from Baltimore's practice squad as they prepare for their Week 3 matchup against the Seahawks. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Joe. Didn't get to traffic and weather. Completely forgot about that. We got caught up in the sports passion, Chris. Congratulating James and getting that update from Joe Morgan there. Alrighty. So looking at the roads, luckily, there's not too much suspense that you're going to have to soothe yourselves from because there's not too much going on the roads. Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street is kind of backed up. Same with I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox. That's pretty par for the course at this time each and every day. Do have some pretty severe backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach, but we have issues there every day as well. As for the weather, it's 83 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be a beautiful Thursday with a high of 90 and a low of 73. I'm telling you, Chris, clear skies. September, the fall craze is coming in. If it was just a little bit cooler, I would be I'd be on cloud nine right now.
Well, it is what it is, as they say.
way to tell me to just get
no,
over.
No. I know what you're saying. 541 News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Let me just quickly touch on some local high school football activity. Who's playing who coming up? Thursday night, we have the game that will be heard on News Radio 92.3. Tate taking on West Florida. You're part of that broadcast crew on that event.
Yes.
Kicks off 7?
Yes, right after Pensacola right now tomorrow. You are going to be sent right over to Jordan and Jeremy in the booth for that game. Should be a good one. And yeah, if you're there to hear me, I'll be on during halftime.
Okay, Jay hosts Chipley also on Thursday night, the Friday games. Pensacola Catholic hosts Pine Forest. Escambia faces a pretty darn good Panama City Mosley team. Gulf Breeze hosts Booker T. Washington. Pace goes heading up to Andalusia, Alabama for another battle in Alabama for Friday night. Navarre hosts Milton, and Pensacola High School has a bye week coming up this weekend.
Mm. And as for some MLB action, we got the Dodgers once again in Miami to take on the Marlins. Game just got underway. Top of the first. Dodgers got a man on second. That game is tied at 0 right now. Got Braves at Reds getting underway. Any minute now. It's supposed to get underway at 5:40. It's 5:42 on the dot, so we've got that. And then at 5:50, we've got the Red Sox visiting the Rays. One of the biggest games is not televised tonight, but one of the biggest games to keep an eye on, Phillies at Brewers. That one was played yesterday on TBS, and that's two of the top three teams in the NL.
Okay, one thing we want to touch on, FSU is playing Cal, but here's the unique situation. Yeah. Our kickoff time is 6, but we will join the broadcast at 4 for that
yes,
game.
We will.
Pregame activities.
2-hour pregame. Yeah, how about that? Hyping up that game. As I said, you do have to think of it as like, hey, some people may not want to go to the games or may not care because Florida State sucks, but you could also look at it as Florida State's looking for that first win, right? And you want to be there to say, I was there when it happened.
I think this is the game that will turn the season around for the Noles. Let me talk about some SEC football here real quick.
All right.
Florida, Mississippi State. That's going to be an interesting game, to say the least.
Yeah.
You're not going to say that it's the battle of the weakest, but it's the battle of the weakest.
Well, I mean, Mississippi State and Florida, neither of them have a power win. At least like Vandy, who typically is at the bottom, right. At least they beat Va-Tech. They've got a power four win. The other two don't.
Okay, Ohio, Kentucky.
Look out for Ohio, but Kentucky will win, I think.
LSU, UCLA.
LSU by felonious assault. UCLA is not going to last a minute in that game.
Okay, Auburn, Arkansas. Suey.
Yeah, Arkansas, that's kind of tough. But when you look at what Auburn's got coming up, I think they'll take care of it.
This is going to be still an interesting game that I hope we get a chance to see it. It's Missouri-Vanderbilt.
Missouri's going to roll over Vanderbilt, I think.
Missouri's got a great team.
Well, and that's the thing. They, as we said yesterday, they slept on Vandy a tad, but Vandy has since remembered who they are.
Right.
Good, bad, and ugly. So Missouri should handle them.
Okay, South Carolina at Akron. Will South Carolina be mad?
Yes, they will be mad. They need a punching bag game. Akron is consistently at the bottom of the MAC, which is consistently considered one of the weakest group of five conferences. You're picking up what I'm putting down. Give me the Gamecocks.
Tennis. Jeez them. Yeah, just give it to me. Just pop it right down. Texas A&M at Bowling Green.
Texas A&M, but man, at Bowling Green's really weird. That's really weird from them. And Bowling Green's clearly not a pushover. They just gave Penn State a scare. They beat up on Georgia Tech last year, and Florida State fans know Georgia Tech's no pushover. So Bowling Green has been good. They're in a good spot, but I can't imagine A&M loses that.
Oklahoma, Tennessee.
I'm going to take Tennessee. I'm going to take them convincingly. I think this is a legacy game for them. Oklahoma's limped to the finish line. I think Tennessee's trying to prove, hey, we're for real.
In these last two games here, speak for themselves. Ole Miss, Georgia Southern.
Ole Miss.
And ULM versus Texas. Arch Manning in Texas.
Texas. Believe it or not, by just the skin of my nose, I'll take Texas.
Okay, that's the way we're looking there.
5:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you here. Looking at the roads, not too much going on. We're starting to see some of that traffic. News on I-10, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. But outside of that, there's not much that should be holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's 83 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 72, mostly clear skies tonight. We're going to have that same energy tomorrow, mostly clear with a high of 90 and a low of 73.
You know, the town of Century just cannot get a break sometimes.
Okay.
More changes for consideration up there. The town council Tuesday night gave final approval to 3 charter amendments for the November 5th general election ballot. I told you about this earlier in the week. The town submitted the charter questions to be placed on the ballot without a final approval. Mm. They just stuck them out there. Well, Escambia County Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender and Chief Deputy Supervisor of Elections Sonia Daniel attended that meeting to answer any questions. Bender says he expects any decisions regarding the ballot changes to come quickly because vote-by-mail ballots have upcoming statutory deadlines. So little concern up there for the town of Century.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, we've been touching on finances a lot today with the Fed cutting interest rates for the first time in over 4 years. Central Bank lowered rates by a half percentage point. Well, along that theme, Wall Street closing with stocks lower. At the closing bell, the Dow fell by 103 points to 41,503. The S&P 500 dropped by 16 points to 56,18. And the NASDAQ lost 54 points to 17,573.
You know, pay raises could be on the horizon for Santa Rosa County teachers.
Okay.
You see, people are already starting to smile about this.
I was about to say, that's good news.
Yeah, the school district and the Santa Rosa Professional Educators Union signed what they call a Memorandum of Understanding to disperse about $1.55 million in the Florida Department of Education teacher salary increase allocation funds for the 1,800 teachers who taught in the district last year. Each will receive a proposed $741 to $1,073 in an annual pay raise on September 23rd and 24th. Teachers are set to vote on the ratification at their schools.
All righty. Artifacts from New York City's storied Chelsea Hotel will hit the auction block next week. You can pick up Janis Joplin's room door from the hotel where the hard rockin' singer once lived. Guernsey's Auction House is also offering stained glass windows, neon hotel signs, and original tape recordings by folk icon Bob Dylan, who also called the hotel home during its heyday back in the 60s through the 80s. Rockers Jimi Hendrix, Sid Vicious, and Patti Smith were also residents. The auction will also include a guitar that Madonna once owned and early portraits of pop art legend Andy Warhol.
Nice stuff.
Yeah. Loaded slate.
Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris is pitching her vision for an opportunity economy to voters as November's election approaches. Fox business correspondent Hillary Vaughn provides the latest reactions from Washington, D.C.
Republicans aren't buying it, and ultimately everybody would be paying for it. A common theme in Harris's economic policy is pushing for taxpayer-funded giveaways as a fix to the economic pain that a lot of Americans are feeling. But Republicans say Harris is focused on spending her way out of a problem that she already spent herself into, blaming out-of-control government spending for rising inflation, putting the crunch on everybody's budget. So because Harris's economic plans require a lot of new government spending, it's really up to Congress to push this through. And if she tries to act on her own, she'll likely get challenged by the Supreme Court.
Okay, once again, just remind folks, the Fed Reserve trimmed their benchmark interest rate today by a half percentage point, first time in about 4 years.
Yes, and Kentucky banning the practice of conversion therapy on minors. Governor Andy Beshear signed the executive order today during a live news conference. The governor says this order is about protecting kids from an inhumane practice that can cause serious long-term harm, including increased rates of suicide and depression. Yeah, conversion therapy, that's something that you don't really see a lot of, but it is a thing that was once more popular. And honestly, I'm kind of surprised that But this is like a headline now. I'm surprised more states haven't come out and officially said, hey, this isn't allowed.
And something else that you don't see a lot of, that is women managing forest. More women actually are actively engaged in managing Florida's forest today. Studies are showing women, this is interesting, listen to this. The studies are showing women think differently about the land they own compared to men and often have different objectives and different ways to achieve success.
Oh.
Very interesting here. The State Forest Service hosting a women's land management education event going to happen on October 21st on the Estes property. That's up in Walnut Hill and Barano Park, and it's part of the Working Forest Week coming up.
Oh, all righty. Thanks. 5:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll tackle a bit more frivolous stuff that we touched on in the last hour, but also more of the nationally pressing things, including some polls regarding some battleground states that Kamala and Trump are clashing over. We've got details on that and more on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I'm your pretty man.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:54 here. Chris, we've got time for one more story before traffic and weather. Let me have it. Don't hold back.
Oh, so exciting. It really is. But this is a good one.
Okay.
This is a story about good guys versus bad guys, and the good guys are getting the hands up here. Federal law enforcement disrupted a Chinese hacking operation targeting American infrastructure and corpse. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
FBI Director Christopher Wray detailed a joint operation disrupting a hacking group known as Flax Typhoon that used malware to target critical infrastructure across the U.S. and overseas.
From corporations and media organizations to universities and government agencies.
Speaking at a cybersecurity conference, Wray says Flax Typhoon posed as an IT firm, but was really collecting intelligence for Chinese security agencies.
I view this as another successful disruption, but make no mistake, it is just one round in a much longer fight.
Another hacking group known as Volt Typhoon was identified last year, accused of trying to gain access to U.S. infrastructure. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Thank you very much, Jaron. 551, or excuse me, I think I made two mistakes there. Jared is what I think he said, and it's 555. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here, if I can speak. All right, so I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still minorly backed up, nothing too crazy, and just that congestion on Navarre Parkway, it's kind of rough still, but if you're traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach heading in the direction of Highway 87, it is slowly but surely breaking up. It's looking a bit more segmented at this time. Outside of that, there's not too much holding you up. As for the weather, it's 83 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be a beautiful Thursday. Sunny, mostly clear skies with a high of 90 and a low of 73.
You know, just a few moments ago, you did a story. It was kind of the environment of pop culture, and it was, you know, some rock and roll bands in there. And we got some nice texts from people. Just want to include them in on this story, because I'm sure what I'm getting ready to tell you is going to fall right along the line that you would probably be, this is the category it's going to fall in. You're going to probably like this story.
All righty.
It's going to make it's going to make you probably put a smile on your face. It's a September to remember. Good start already. Discover Pensacola's underground pop culture scene from early union efforts, anti-war protests, music trends, cultural unrest through the years. It is Pensacola Underground A to Z Show. It's a brand new exhibit located at 309. That's the Punk House on 6th Avenue.
And hinted at this right before we went to break. Trio of new polls showing Vice President Kamala Harris. She's ahead in two key battleground states, and the third state is up for grabs. It says here, voters in Pennsylvania and Michigan both show Harris receiving 51% support, with former President Trump getting 46% in a hypothetical two-way race. Meanwhile, the third poll conducted in Wisconsin is too close to call, with Kamala garnering 49% and Trump 48%.
Okay, parrot heads getting excited. Less than 2 weeks now, pre-sales at new Jimmy Buffett license plate begins October 1st. Fees from the sale of the plate will be distributed to Singing for Change. That was founded by Jimmy back in 1995 to provide grants in communities impacted by natural or man-made disasters for recovery, rebuilding, and future sustainability. I miss Jimmy Buffett, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I really do miss, and I miss his on-show presence, and I loved how he would come into a local area. And if you've never been to a Buffett show, me have a hard time following, but they have the big video screens behind him.
Right.
And they go before he does his show, they go out and shoot all the local scenes, you know, beaches and all of the people of local. And it just gives it a complete, total feel for that show,
right?
Integrating the neighborhoods like that, and Jimmy did a masterful job at that.
Well, and I think I told you a little while back, but I don't think I said it on air. Allegedly, it was a viral clip online, and it resurfaced after he passed away. He allegedly made a cameo in Jurassic World years ago.
I heard about this.
And yeah, that whenever the dinosaur is like storming through and everyone's panicking and running away, you see for just a split second an older man dressed like in a paradisical, you know, get up, and he's holding two margaritas running. That was Jimmy Buffett. That's how he used his little cameo spot in that movie. How about that?
It sounds like falling into the genre of when you used to take an album. Do you remember what an album? Have you ever seen an album?
Yeah.
When they choose to take the album and you play it backwards for the Beatles, and Paul McCartney was
right.
Would say certain words.
You would get a message.
Exactly right.
No, I get you. You know, we're talking about feel good stories. We've got a minute here. I had mentioned Kamala and Trump, so you know what? I'll merge the two. Former President Donald Trump will likely always remember the law enforcement officers who helped protect him following another assassination attempt over the weekend. Members of the Martin County Sheriff's Office shook hands with Trump at his Mar-a-Lago estate yesterday, where they also gifted him the handcuffs that were used to arrest Ryan Routh. The cuffs were even signed by the deputies. How about that?
I want to know eventually where those cuffs are going to end up at. That's my question.
I mean, probably.
Now,
I don't know how to respond to that.
Your mind's going in a totally different direction here.
Whatever.
What is he going to use those handcuffs for?
Okay. You've been listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Hour number two in the books. Hour number three coming up right after the WEAR Top of Hour News segment. When we return, one final rundown of everything happening in your world on this beautiful Wednesday, September 18th.
Okay.
I don't know why I hesitated on the date.
Powerball,
anyway.
$176 million tonight.
There you
play
go.
Wisely. Good luck.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.